I can't tell you that when I was in that cardiac ward, wondering what was going to happen when I went into that cath lab, what they were going to see and what I was going to face, whether they're going to crack open my chest and do bypasses or whether I was going to have a simple little procedure and move on with it. I can't tell you how grateful I was for the endless number of people who were there to serve me. First of all, for that hospital building. Wow. It was just within blocks of my home, and I was able to walk in there, and I was immediately greeted by people who wanted me to sit in a chair, and then they wanted to put little tubes in, and they wanted to take different samples of my blood and urine and so on, and then they wanted to take pictures of my heart with echocardiograms, and they had all of this incredible equipment. I thought about all the people I was there who invented this equipment that wasn't there. And they talked to me about something called stents to be put in to keep an artery from closing up again. And I looked in a book that was written in 1995, just 6 years before, and I looked up stents in this book about health, heart disease and how to overcome it, and the word stent wasn't in there. And I thought, what kind of a book is this? This guy doesn't even know about stents. And then I discovered that they weren't even invented until 1996 or 97. And that when they wheeled me in there, there were nurses on call 24 hours a day and endless numbers of people who kept coming in and talking to me and caring about me and trying to console me. It was just a progression of, I went from feeling sorry for myself and looking at all of the people around me who were in much worse condition than me, and then being so grateful for all of the people who worked 24 hours a day. Doctors who come in, in the middle of the night, in the middle of their sleep, and just wake, disrupt their whole lives just to come in because somebody's got a chest pain or because somebody is complaining about something. I mean, that's incredible dedication. I thought, I'll never put a doctor down again in my life. And even in a joking kind of way. And they say, with all the lawyer jokes that are out there, you can make all of them that you want. But when you are in trouble and you need somebody to help you legally, boy, you forget the lawyer jokes. And you're looking for somebody who can help you to run through the mazes that were. You start to have this attitude of gratitude. And someone handed me something here the other day. It's called As the World Turns, and someone took it off of the computer. So if we could shrink the Earth's population to a village, and the village had 100 people in it, with all of the existent human ratios remaining the same. So all we've got is 100 people on the whole planet. Here's what that village would look like. There would be 57 of those people would be Asians. 21 of them would be Europeans. And 14 would be from the Western Hemisphere, both North and South. 8 would be Africans, 52 of those people would be female, 48 would be male, 70 of them would be non-white, and 30 would be white. I'd be a minority. I don't know if I can handle that. 70 would be non-Christian, 30 would be Christian. 89 would be heterosexual, 11 would be homosexual. 6 people would possess 59% of the entire world's wealth. 6 people would have all 59% of the world's wealth, and all 6 of them would be from the United States. 80 of the 100 people would live in substandard housing. 70 would be unable to read. 50 would suffer from malnutrition. Half. 1 would be near death, and 1 would be near birth. 1, only 1, would have a college education. And 1, only 1, would own a computer. 99 wouldn't.